67-year-old Randy Skaggs founded the nonprofit Trixie Foundation in Webbville in 1990. On its website, the foundation promotes itself as an Eden for dogs and cats in eastern Kentucky. Skaggs was arrested by Kentucky State Police last Thursday. He is charged with 179 counts of second-degree animal cruelty and 179 counts of not vaccinating dogs against rabies. Skaggs says the allegations of abuse are untrue.
All a person has to do is drive here and take a look at the animals in our care. They are fat, they are healthy, they go to the vet when they need to. It's ludicrous. It really is. It's just a joke.
Julia Sharp founded the nonprofit dog rescue organization Saving the Animals of Rowan and now operates animal rescue service TLC Rescue. She contends the conditions at Skaggs facility are the worst she has seen in over 20 years of rescuing animals in Kentucky.
Well, I went out there 15 years ago and saw it with my own eyes. It was just a nightmare. This is the absolute worst I have ever seen, and I have been in some really horrible places.
Skaggs, who has advocated for better animal control standards in the Commonwealth, calls the charges retaliation from officials.
Nobody is doing anything in Appalachia and rural Kentucky to address animal welfare, and for us to be picked on and ostracized and made a scapegoat for the state's failure to address animal welfare is absurd.
Sharp agrees that animal welfare laws need updating, but alleges animals at the Trixie Foundation are not well cared for.
Our laws do not even require shelter for an animal, just space. And food, water, and space. Adequate food, water, and space. Well, what's adequate? The law is not defined. In Kentucky, some dogs have been on chains with no shelter, green water, and maggoty food, and it's legal.
In regards to the charges of failing to vaccinate animals at his facility, Skaggs admits he did not vaccinate yearly.
There's a lot of people that believe that over-vaccinating can have detrimental effects and impact the animal's overall health long-term. Regardless, that's not what the law says. The law says you have to do it yearly. I did not do it yearly. I really admit that I made a mistake.
Sharp says she and others vying against Skaggs will continue to closely follow the case.
We aren't going to stop. We are going to see this through until the bitter end. This man has to be held accountable for his crimes.
But Skaggs argues the Trixie Foundation is truly an Eastern Kentucky Eden for animals.
You want to see animals are not well cared for once you drive out there in the county, in these counties that don't have a tax base, and watch the animals live in these little pig pens. You see what they're doing to address animal welfare.
Skaggs is scheduled for arraignment in Elliott County District Court on misdemeanor charges Thursday. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.